Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The Frank Sinatra upcoming died, period, end heart attack, goodbye. Today is Zany Friday on The Savage Nation. I'm not in the rock and roll Friday kind of mood. I'm in a zany, melancholy Friday kind of mood. You don't understand something. America has no nuance with regard to emotion. If I say melancholy, I don't mean I'm depressed. You go to a schmuck doctor, he says, take a Prozac. I don't go to doctors because all I know is drugs. I know song, I know poetry, I know art, I know science, I know nuance. That's where I go. I don't go to the drug world. I go to the world of my mind. So that's where we're going to go today. Because I got to tell you something. If I thought, at age 18, if I thought that at my age I'd be sitting in front of a microphone talking about every gas that emitted from a politician's mouth and making this into a show topic, I would have taken a swan dive off the George Washington Bridge. Who in the world could sit and listen to this garbage? Every utterance that comes out of these politicians' mouths is suddenly everything that we're to talk about. That's the extent of the human mind. That's the whole point of human evolution, is to listen to the idiocy that comes out of the mouths of politicians. Last night, for example, even though I just said I wouldn't do it, I got to tell you in passing, I was on the way to the incinerator to throw some garbage out, and the neighbor in the apartment building had a door open, watching the Democratic debate. So unfortunately, I had to listen to it on the way to the garbage incinerator. There was not one question asked about national security of Hillary Clinton or Bernie the Commie Sanders. So you tell me there's no bias in the media. You idiots are living in the Soviet Union! And you put up with it because you've been beaten up. The new Soviet Union, filled with leeches who come in from the third world and suck us dry. Oh, I'm sorry. They all come here to work. Oh, yeah, they all come here to work. And then meanwhile, the wife is at home with seven children on welfare, on disability, on food stamps. Yeah, okay, so I'm not supposed to notice this. They didn't say one word about ISIS. Not one word of the great woman who will save the world. Not one word of the old seltzer man. The seltzer man, you know, the bottle doesn't fall far from the truck, peddling his old 1930s socialist communist rhetoric garbage. The darling of the youth, the idiotic drugged up youth, raised on Adderall and then marijuana and then every other drug, sex and rock and roll, and they think this old hamburger, or shall I say this used up corned beef sandwich that was left in the sun too long, is suddenly the savior of America. They don't even know that this has been talked about before and tried out in other countries that have destroyed themselves with this kind of rhetoric. So in order to not talk about politics, I have to say this to you. It's Zany Friday. Actually, I would say Zany Melancholy Friday. I would ask you if you think that you're crazy to call the show, because we want to test you on this, on the national show. If you think you're crazy and you're not sure if you're sane, if you call 855-407-282, we'll give you a diagnosis on air. Clint will screen you. We'll give you the thermometer and the blood pressure cuff of the brain. We will let you talk for a few seconds, and then we'll ask the audience if you're crazy. Well, no, I'll just analyze whether you're crazy, because if I ask the audience, then we'll only talk about the nut. So I'll have to tell you whether you're crazy. I'm going to do on-air diagnosis of whether you're insane or not. And so I'm going to do this for a few minutes before I get into stuff that I don't even want to do. Phone number is 855-407-282. But I'm going to have to read something to you. I went on my Facebook page this morning, and I had a Facebooker named Laura Levy, who wrote me, "Dear Dr. Savage," she writes, "I'm from the former USSR. You remind me of my favorite singer, Vladimir Vysotsky. The same voice, the same brave and honest opinion. Although he was a singer and a poet, he was so popular just like you because he exposed communist regime and its crimes just like you exposed the crimes of liars and thieves with power. I live in the Bronx, and every time I go shopping, I stay in line to pay for my groceries. I stay in line and I see people from Mexico and the Middle East. They come and they buy and they buy and they buy for their huge family. One lady had four kids and she was still pregnant, and she did not speak a word of English. I was looking at this scary, primitive-looking family in awe. Of course she took out the benefit card and paid for groceries. The next lady was speaking in Arabic. She also paid with a benefit card. So was the next from Albania. The Albanian was all dressed up and had a diamond ring and Michael Kors handbag. She looked like she was going to Broadway show. Some of these people spoke very good English with their kids also, so apparently they could have worked anywhere. Except for Mexican lady with four kids, and pregnant still. My only daughter studies in school, she gets so much homework, and she does never go out and works so hard. Michael, I feel so sad for future generations who are going to live in fantasy land, so they won't rebel at injustice. The young in America are being brainwashed that it's all parasites coming into the country. I feel sad for my daughter, who will have to be a slave for these seven kids. There will be more kids, and I'm sure these kids will be having each seven kids, so they can also have everything for free. I left Soviet Union because Soviets fed all of our colonies in Africa and South America and Eastern Europe. We gave them enormous help so they would stay communist, but everything has a limit. One day our gold was gone and our country went completely bankrupt. Michael, I predict the collapse of America. I'm so sure of it that I look at Americans in disbelief that they are as naive as we were when we lived in the Soviet Union and we were building communism. Laugh out loud, I had some family members who were so brainwashed, believing the lies told on TV when the country already was going through tough times and we had lines for milk and bread and empty shelves, but these people still believe in communism. One day, and I imagine the day will come, when all these people in lines for free food, medical, and eight kids and more to come, will drain your country dry. USA will pay the same way the USSR did. Michael Savage, thanks for your radio show. Every word you say is so true. Be healthy and continue telling the truth. Now, I had never heard of Vladimir Vysotsky, but we looked him up, and we have a song from Vladimir. And before we play it, I read that his songs were street songs derived from the Russian Vlatni Pesni tradition, literally meaning delinquent song tradition, with its celebration of sex, drink, and street fights. Let's hear Vladimir Vysotsky on the Savage Nation. Vladimir Vysotsky was a prophet without honor in his own country. Although he wrote more than 1,000 highly popular songs, he died without an official record release to his name. The reason for this studied neglect lay in the political tenor of his material. Vysotsky, who began performing in the 1960s, was critical of the communist regime, and his lyrics took a position on the Soviet status quo. Da-da-da-da. After his death in 1980, Gorbachev granted his music an imprimatur, and a 20-album retrospective was released. I never heard of the man, but after my demise, whenever that may be, and I hope it's later rather than earlier, I will have probably a huge release, a retrospective of things I've written over the years that you've never heard about. They run in the hundreds, if not thousands, of pages. I've been writing since I'm a kid. It doesn't mean all of it is good, nor should all of it be published, but some of it is. You hear what I'm saying to you? Play a little more of Vladimir. I am so bored of the political structure, I don't want to talk about it, not for one second. I'd rather talk about Pushkin than talk about pushing votes. No one cares about it. Turn it off. I can hear that. They're turning the dial already. They're moving over to other shows. They don't know what I'm talking about. They have no. There's no way to follow an artist in AM radio. People are so used to it. One band, a banjo with one string, that when they hear a Stradivarius violin, they turn the radio off. They think it's somehow offensive. But what am I supposed to do, just play my violin or throw it in the garbage and play a banjo for you? I think I'll do the violin today. That's what I'm in the mood for. Because I can't do the banjo. I can't do the two-string banjo, the Democrat-Republican banjo. I can't do the Cruz-Trump banjo. Sorry. The brain doesn't have the capacity for it. If that's what you want to hear, I apologize to you in advance, because I'm not doing it. WMAL, Stephen thinks he's crazy. Stephen, now remember, this is a test. You think you're crazy, so what are you going to say for me to analyze?
I guess I'm a 27 or 28-year-old Hispanic male living in Jackson, Mississippi, and I am a biologist, but I believe in intelligent design creation. I believe in the Constitution, and I take a more conservative approach, but
No, you're definitely crazy in America. You need to be treated with massive amounts of psychoactive drugs and being given retraining by the feminazis inside the mental hospitals. Yeah, okay. I agree. You're crazy to believe in those things. You believe in the Constitution and intelligent design? In Barack Obama's atheist, communist America?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, my friend. There's only one answer for you, and that's a sex change operation in Saudi Arabia. Now, thanks for the test. Well, you didn't fail it. I just gave you the analysis. Rosemary on WJR is calling to see if she's crazy. Rosemary, go ahead. What makes you think you're crazy?
Well, you know what? I'm 63 years old, and I still have a hard time understanding why people that do wrong in this world walk around like they're angels. People are telling them they're angels, and they get away with murder. And
Give me an example of such an individual who has provoked this outrage.
It's crazy to be feeling like this all my life.
But I'm asking you who it is, who you have in mind when you say this. Who is it who outrages you?
They're the ones that will hurt you the most.
Is she hearing me, Jimmy? You're working the board, or is she just talking? Now I think you're crazy. I'm asking you to tell me who you think it is.
My family.
What, everyone in your family does bad and they don't get punished?
Yes. They do wrong by me, and everybody thinks that
Oh, so it's specific. Your family is bad.
Right.
And you think they're all bad and they don't get punished. What's the worst thing anyone in the family ever did to you?
Put me because I didn't pay rent, they put me in a place for 16 months where people were killing themselves every day, and it took 4 days to find the bodies. They would use the elevator as washrooms. And after a year and a half, my sister finally got smart and said...
All right, I'm sorry, ma'am. It's self-evident that you need help. I mean, I don't want to make a mockery of it. Mental illness is very serious. And we don't kid around with that, but man. You know, I'm asking a crazy question. The callers are astounding it's lining up here. I ask people who think they're insane to call the show. And I said I'd do an analysis. The first one was sarcastic, and I said, okay, we got that. The second one was a bug. Okay, a pure bug. Butterfly net bug. Sorry, lady. So I'm going to test you. You're going to run it by me, and the audience will decide whether I'm right or wrong. I mean, that was pretty nuts. The family's against her. They lie. All right, sad. There are crazy people in the world, but, you know, they occur. Things happen to people. But, you know, in the world we live in, what's crazy? Tell me what's considered crazy with liberal psychiatry today saying that whatever you do, if you want to have intimate relations with a squirrel, you could probably find a shrink somewhere in Manhattan who tells you that's okay, it's your lifestyle choice. So tell me what's crazy. If you have a president who abuses the power of the office on a daily basis, who makes a mockery of the presidency, who abuses his power on a daily basis, who makes a mockery of the office of the presidency and gets away with it because everyone in the media is psychotically insane, tell me who's crazy, me or them. KSFO, Dean, you say what? Dean, you're on the Savage Nation, Dean. Are you there? I hate when they're not there. I get so angry. Are you there or not?
I'm here, Dane.
Well, go ahead. Make your point, Dane.
Okay, I think I'm insane because I'm overly obsessed with, I guess, cleanliness and orderliness.
Oh, so you're a hand washer?
It's more getting...
No, wait. Okay, so you go to a bathroom in a restaurant and you wash your hands, and like a surgeon, you don't touch anything, and you march over to the roll of paper, you wipe your hands, you're one of those guys, and you take a fresh piece of paper and you hold a doorknob with it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, no, so you're not crazy. You're like me. I'll be right back. Stay on the line. We're going to do a probe. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646. This is Crazy Friday on the Savage Nation, and just for a while longer, I'm having you call if you think you're crazy. If you tell me why you think you're crazy, I will analyze and diagnose you right on the air for free. Tom on line 7, go ahead. What's your topic?
Yes, I would say that low-level socialism is very useful.
And okay, so you're the craziest so far today. You win the prize.
Well,
thank you. That's very good. You win the prize. Do you like the way the U.S. Postal Service delivers mail, how efficient they are?
Henry Ford is an example of that.
No, you have to answer questions or you really will be terminated on the show. Do you like the way the U.S. government delivers mail?
I worked as a postal worker in Manhattan.
I figured so. No wonder you like low-grade socialism. You were one. You were a Soviet. Why do you think that? Why do you think organizations like FedEx took over delivering mail for Americans who actually worked for a living? Why is it that if I need a document sent, other than by email or a check, I use FedEx or I get it by FedEx instead of by the U.S. Postal Service, Tom? Why do you think private postal services have originated in America? It's because the U.S. Postal Service was vastly inefficient, impossible to work with. So you think that they could grow your food too, Tom? Tom, would you like to see the U.S. government grow America's food?
I'm not for genetically engineered veggies or anything like that.
Well, how about government engineered veggies? All right, thanks, Tom. I'm sorry, Tom. You're very sick. Call 911. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
That's a good start. Crazy. How can an imposter get away with it for 8 years? You think you're crazy? Well, when you have Anderson Cooper and Jake Tapper, anything's possible when you own the media. No, you're not crazy when you see the imposter getting away with destroying the country, taking it apart day by day. No, here's another little story of what the imposter just did while you slept. While you were yucking it up over the Warriors. Hey, them Warriors really great. I was in an elevator. I couldn't wait. I got in an elevator the other day in San Francisco. So a guy gets in the elevator with a bicycle. He's okay. I ride a bike. My luck, he starts talking about a basketball game to go down 20 floors. Maybe it was 8 seconds. It was like being in a gas chamber for me. I was waiting for the pellets to drop. He probably thought I was going to join in and talk about the Warriors while the world is burning. I didn't say one word. Instead, I curled up my toes inside my shoes as though they were going to rip out the sole of my shoes themselves. And I let him roll his bicycle out and said nothing. I've learned to get wise in my years. The Citadel considers first ever uniform exception in its 175-year history. The Citadel, one of the most elite military academies in America, has never granted a religious or other accommodation that resulted in a change to the uniform, but they're going to permit a Muslim woman to wear a hijab in keeping with her Muslim faith. Now, if you tell me that Obama is not dismantling the military day by day, division by division, brigade by brigade, you're crazy. But if you see what this gangster is doing, this liberal, I wouldn't even call him liberal, he isn't. He's way beyond a liberal. Obama is a terrorist in the sense that he is terrorizing every military division in this country. He's scaring the generals into submission. The U.S. Marine Corps asked for an exception of permitting women to lead men in combat. They said they need more time. And the stooge of Obama, that thing, whatever his name is, Ashton Carter with the pink tie, said the Marine Corps will have no exception. So the Marine Corps generals had no choice but to knuckle under to this punk commie coward, Pinko from hell. Pardon me. I realize that they're strong words, but listen to me. You know, if you're a strong person and you see this on a daily basis and you do this for a living, you can crack up from it. I can just imagine what it feels like out there if you have no outlet. If you try to say this at your work, they'll tell you you need relaxation, meditation, breathing, or medication. That's what they say to you. I know what's going on in this country. We're living in a madhouse. And the asylum, the man who's running the asylum is in the White House goofing on everyone. The goofball in chief. Grinning while he's doing it. Getting away with murder. Flying the family to South America on 2 Air Force 1s. Not an issue. Michelle had a wonderful time down there, and the girls did too. They loved the trip. Mother-in-law loved that trip on that extra Air Force One. Wonderful. And he comes back and says one of the perks of the office is Air Force One, so he doesn't have to take his shoes off at an airport. This is the President of the United States, while ISIS is setting off bombs around the world. So you wonder why you feel crazy, because you look around and you say, wait a minute, I'm not crazy. The guy is a criminal, what he's doing. How could he get away with it? You ask yourself, how does Hillary get away with not answering a single question about the email scandal last night in the CNN debate? Who's crazy, you or them? See what I'm saying? So I'm saying to you, you know, somewhat of a sarcastic joke. Do we have an Edith yet? Like, hint when you have her ready to go. Still working it? Yes, ready to go? Yes or no? Say yes or no. Thumb up means yes. Thumb down means no. That means no. Okay. I'm asking him to pull a song that I love. I'm in that kind of mood for Edith Piaf. If you know who she is, no one knows who she is. She was known as the Little Sparrow of France. She was a street singer, but she rose to such prominence in some of her songs like La Vie en Rose and Je ne regrette rien. Pardon my French. It's as bad as my English. Non, je ne regrette rien. It struck me, it was 8 years old, 9 years, I don't know, it was so beautiful. Beauty transcends language, do you know that? Art transcends language, did you know that? Poetry transcends language, did you know that? Voices can transcend nations, did you know that? I know that. So if you think that you're crazy and you need evaluation, Doc Savage is in today, and he's doing analysis for you. I'll tell you right off the bat whether you're crazy or not, in my opinion. And I admit, truthfully, that not everyone finds this kind of radio entertaining, and those are the people who should listen only to the Trump-Cruz issues or Democrat-Republican issues. It doesn't interest me anymore, not right now, maybe Tuesday, you know, after Wednesday, maybe after New York, we could talk about it for 3 seconds. We'll sit here for hours. Who won? Didn't win. He took in a delegate. The delegate this. He had a potato. They gave him potatoes for free. The other one got a free French fry. He bought the Knishes. The other one didn't. That one got a seltzer. He bought him a bottle of booze, and therefore he voted for him. How dare he take the... How in the world? Did you ever think that when you were a young woman or a young man, think back to when you were 18, 19, when the world was a little fresher for you, when you were still looking at the world with a degree of love, did you ever think you'd be obsessed about politics as you are today? No, you never did. You never did. You never thought, and you thought people who were like this were crazy. You thought that they were actually limited. Not so much crazy, but limited in their thinking, and they are. But unfortunately, because we have a gangster in the White House who is dismantling the country day by day, it's very easy to become obsessed with politics because we know that it's do or die. That unless we get Trump or second best Cruz, in my opinion, and I've said it before, unless we get Trump first or Cruz second to win, and I don't think Cruz can win at all, personally, and don't call on that because I'm going to take it. I told you why I back Trump. I know Cruz is the, quote, more knowledgeable candidate. I get it all. He's the purer candidate. I get he passes the kosher test. He's more of a rabbi. If you were Jewish, he'd be the more orthodox rabbi. So Trump is the reform rabbi of the conservative movement, and Cruz is the orthodox guy, you know, down with the kosher. And not eating the shrimps. Every and the kosher guys, like the orthodox conservatives, are like, he's the pure one. The other one is fed, dirty, garbage, treif. So you say, would you rather have nobody? That's what you're digging a hole for yourself. You'd rather have nobody in the conservative side because not pure enough for you, idiot? That's what they're saying. You hear this? And they'd rather destroy Trump than win the election. That's what's going on. So since I've said it 18,000 times, why should I say it again? That's what I'm asking you, if you're crazy. Who's the craziest one up there, Clint? Because I may have to go on to something else. Who's the one who says he knows he's crazy? Okay, John on WJR. Go ahead, please, John. What's your topic?
Crazy. Because I'm a Democrat.
Hold it. This is awful. This is the worst call screen I ever had in my life. Something's wrong with my equipment that I'm not crazy. Guys, get your act together over there in Dallas right now. I want to know what's going on. Why do you think you're crazy?
Because I'm a Democrat voting for Cruz. So I don't think I'm crazy, but everybody around me in my circle thinks I'm crazy. So I kind of approached your question a little differently.
Okay, so it's a setup call about how great Rabbi Cruz is. Go ahead, tell us.
Well, no, I don't think he's great at all. I actually like Trump better, but I don't think that Trump would be very presidential. And
isn't that what? Well, excuse me. You mean, wait. Is Obama presidential?
No, not at all.
So don't we need somebody who's not presidential to upset the apple cart and clean up the filth of Washington?
Yes, we do.
Thank you for the call. You're not crazy. You're reasonable. Thank you for the call. 855-407-282. Christine on WABC. Go ahead, please. Line 3, what's on your mind?
Yes, I believe that we live in a dysfunctional society.
Yeah, all right. So why is society dysfunctional to you? What is the most dysfunctional thing you see in New York?
We have the... In New York, we have the most dysfunctional mayor in New York.
All right, but what is dysfunctional about de Blasio? Do you live in New York or not?
I live in the Bronx.
All right, so what do you find the most exasperating about living in New York under the communist mayor de Blasio, the corrupt socialist mayor de Blasio? Let's put it that way.
He's greedy, very greedy.
Well, he's a power mad demagogue, everyone knows that, who wraps himself in minorities in order to get elected. We know that as well. No, you're not crazy, sweetheart. You're so uncrazy, I'm going to send you a copy of Teddy and Me. Would you like a book that's going to make you feel good for a few hours?
I would love it.
All right, sweetheart, stay on the line. Clint, get the lady's address, send it up to Doug, and we'll get her a copy of Teddy and Me when it comes out in a couple of weeks. That's a beautiful book. I wrote it for this lag time to come out around before Mother's Day in order to, to get our minds off this insanity for a few minutes, a few months even. Were you saying line 2 I should take, Clint? Was that your finger? I don't know. I don't quite know. I don't know who's what. 855-400-7282. Megan on WBOB Radio, I think in Jacksonville. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm fine now. I'm good. So what's on your mind?
I'm 62 years old, and I'm thinking about just taking early retirement and get what I can out of the Social Security system and go on the government dole. Because everybody else does. Why should I work my butt off when nobody else does?
I'm not going to tell you just to keep slaving away for this government.
No.
Or for the millions of leeches that he's bringing in.
Give me an Obama phone.
Well, you need more than an Obama phone. What would you like the government to give you in addition to Social Security and an Obama phone? What else would you like?
Food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
I probably could qualify for earned income credit since my disabled brother lives with me.
Well, there you go. What else can the government give you?
I don't know what else they can give me, but why should I work?
You shouldn't work.
Why should I work?
I'm not telling you to work. You probably make more money. If you're working a minimum wage job or two, you'd make more money on government welfare.
I know. So that's not crazy.
No, not at all.
All right.
Crazy about you. J.D. on WABC in New York. What's on your mind, Joe? J.D.?
People think I'm crazy because I'm fixated on you. I rearrange my schedule. I will leave work early just so I can get you on my radio in the car. Edith Piaf, I have so much of her music. I absolutely love it. I feel like you and I are like kindred spirits.
Now it's already on the stalking level. I got to be careful, but I don't mind that you're obsessed with the radio show. I don't blame you. If I were a woman alone in Manhattan, I'd listen to me too. Are you alone or you're married or have a boyfriend?
Oh no, I'm married. My husband listens to you. He calls me up so frustrated. He goes, "Did you hear Savage today? He sounds just like you."
Wait, if you have someone at home who sounds like me, what do you need me on the radio for?
Oh, no, you're a breath of fresh air. I look forward to you every single day.
Do you mind that I'm calling this crazy zany Friday and we're not really going to do politics very much? Do you mind?
No. But I don't
have
a third hour. How do I get your third hour?
The third hour? You're going to have to get it on streaming somehow, on an iPhone, onto a device. It's not carried in all markets at all times, but I'm very thankful for what I do have in the very important day part in New York City and Washington and Detroit. So they many, many stations do carry the full 3 hours, and I'm very happy for it. And I thank you for calling. Do you have Edith Piaf yet? It's only been 12 PF on the Savage Nation on Zany Friday. I don't know if I'm going to stay with this for much longer. but I'm dreading going to politics. I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can go to... Thank you, Edith. Thank you very much. Give her a rose, and we'll see her after the show back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I am just a shadow of the street. Welcome to The Savage Nation. I would say I'm just a girl from the docks, but I'm not. I'm Michael Savage. But I am, like Edith Piaf, un ombre de la rue, a shadow of the street. Never seen... Only heard, not permitted on Fox News, only the others are permitted on Fox News. If you're a member of the illiterate babbling class, welcome to Machine Gun Kelly's show. If you're one of the rabble who never graduated past the sixth grade, but you've burned down a police station, welcome to Fox News, where if it burns, it earns. And so therefore, I am a shadow to you, an ombre de la rue. And we're going in a weird, zany direction today on the Savage Nation. Breaking new grounds in radio and in my own show, doing something I've never done before, never heard before in the history of radio. I'm asking you on Zany Friday if you think you're crazy. And if you think you're crazy, call 855-407-282, because the doctor is in and I'll diagnose you right on the spot for free. WFTL, Charles, go ahead, please. What's on your medical difficulties? One more minute, I'm going off the air. We're going to a best of. I'm not doing this anymore. I can only take so much upset. See, we have fill-ins working the board, and nothing's working today. We'll try it one more time, then I'm leaving the air. Charles, on line one, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation. Not there. Okay, we'll try line two. Line two, Jim, you're on the Savage Nation from KSFO. Go ahead, please. Okay, it's like Dumbo Land. You see why I get crazy? I'm supposed to maintain my mood when nothing works right. Line three, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I am going crazy. I'm losing my mind. Blessings to you. I'm crazy because I keep hearing music in my head about the Savage Nation, and it was on my mind so much I had to go out and pay a band and write music about your program and tell my liberal musicians about it.
So, in other words, when I'm off the air, you're hearing my bumper music?
I'm hearing your bumper music, so I decided to write some bumper music for you. I posted it on the internet. I just keep telling everybody about the program. I believe.
I'm going to give you a plug. Where do we hear the bumper music you wrote?
It's called Rydell Chavez, Borders, Language, and Culture for Dr. Savage. You can go to YouTube.
Beautiful. Okay, Rydell Chavez, I appreciate you calling. You're not crazy. You're so smart, you got a free plug on a national show. Very clever how you did it. I don't mind. You know, when I was young and 20, when I was 1 and 20, and trying to get a break in the world of writing, I'll never forget as long as I live. I don't know which magazine it was. It was one of the big magazines. At that time, if you wrote for a magazine, it was a big deal. And you broke in by writing an essay or an article or a story. It was Esquire, as a matter of fact, at the time. I think that they're still publishing somewhere in a toilet, somewhere in North Dakota. And I sent an article to Esquire magazine, and really snotty editors were there, you know, like, as a young kid sending it, so a guy sends back, to this day, I'll never forget what he said, not too bad, but not good enough for us. Then I sent one to another magazine, a New York Times guy, and I got into a brief correspondence with him. In those days, there was no email. And there was a phone number, so I called him. I practically begged him to publish the story because he liked it. He said, I can't publish it. I said, give me a break. He says to me, I'm not in the business to give you a break. That cauterized me. He was right. Nobody is in business to give anyone a break. Do you understand? No one owes you anything. All of you idiots who think that Bernie Sanders is telling you that someone owes you something? It's the oldest story in the book. It's how demagogues rise to power. They tell the disenfranchised that someone owes them something, or that the reason that they have nothing is because society is evil. And then they rise to power. How else could a failed seltzer man like him get so far, other than we have millions of unemployed people because they have no skills whatsoever? What'd you expect when you majored in ethnic studies at NYU? You expected a job waiting for you? Al Sharpton cornered that market a long time ago. There are no ethnic studies jobs. They're all filled with other people like you who can't do anything else. They never studied chemical engineering. So you say, oh yeah, well, it's the evil racist society. So you listen to this rubbish and you think they're going to give you something? It'll never happen. WABC, Marge, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Line three.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I've been listening.
Well, now, look at this. Now everything's working. You're supposed to think I'm not crazy here. Nothing worked. Now all of a sudden everything's working. I'm supposed to believe it was by accident that this happened. Go ahead. Line three, Marge. What's on your mind?
I'm afraid to be an American. I'm walking around my streets. I'm seeing Mexicans driving brand new cars. I'm seeing lots of women with burkas on. I'm afraid. I read your book, Government Zero. I listen to you every day, and I don't know what's going on with our country.
Well, Obama is a subversive. He is out to destroy America. He says transform it, but he means destroy it. He wants to turn us into a third world cesspool, not into a shining city on a hill. It's as simple as that. And you see him doing it in front of your eyes. You see him doing it like Merlin the Magician and getting away with it without a peep coming out of any candidate except Donald Trump. And the world has dropped a ton of bricks on Donald Trump for saying what you feel. That's the story in a nutshell, Marge.
What was up behind 9/11? Why did they kill 5,000 people?
Who? Why did who kill 3,000 people?
5,000, 9/11, the Twin Towers. What was that about? Because I don't...
Wait a minute. The number of deaths at the Twin Towers was around 3,000, not 5,000. I think you're adding the numbers who've died since, correct?
Right.
All right, so what are you saying? Who was behind it? Who did it?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Well, we know the Saudi Arabians were involved, deeply involved.
No, that happened from here.
Well, I'm not going to go into the conspiracy theory with the melting girders. At the time, I read all of the stories about the non-asbestos around the girders, how the building was built effectively. That, to me, is a more rational explanation than an inside job. I'm sorry, Marge. Is that if you looked at the building's engineering, and believe me, I don't want to get dragged into this, the girders in the World Trade Center were not wrapped, or not coated, rather, with asbestos as they should have been, and so they burned and melted. That's what I read. Please don't call me on this, if you don't mind. WJR, John, why do you think you're crazy, John?
Actually, I think everyone else is crazy. Let's see you diagnose that one.
That's pretty good. Well, they are. You're not wrong about that. But you're not. You're sane, though.
Boy, that's a tough one to live with daily.
I'm saying, so everyone's crazy except you.
That's what it seems like these days.
Well, then you're ready for radio. You're a born talk show host.
Hey, let's do it.
Well, what do you do in your life that you think is crazy, if anything? You're just being a little jokey today, but what do you do that you really think indicates you're crazy? Nothing?
I do everything my parents taught me since childhood. Work my tail off, obey the rules, follow the rules.
Oh, well, you are crazy. In Obama's America, there's no percentage in being straight. The more twisted you are and the more crooked you are, look at Al Sharpton, a twisted, crooked lout of the lowest order. He's been in and out of the White House 35 times. So why are you doing it so straight? What do you expect? God's going to reward you in the next life?
Yes.
Well, you're right.
I like to
see,
think that.
There you go. The man is not so crazy. He's living for eternity. And, you know, this is the crux of the fact that we have an atheist in the White House who doesn't believe in anything but himself. And since he's gotten away with everything, he figures, why not magnify it? You know, they say that when you do something and you get high on it, you need more of that thing to get high on it the next time. So Obama keeps escalating the magnitude of his outrages and nothing happens. But he still gets a high on it. He gets off on it. So he says things that are crazy, like, I like the perks of the job, like I don't have to take my shoes off to get on Air Force One. And people laugh instead of saying, that's outrageous, that's sickening, you've debased the presidency. See, now raise the stakes on it. So now next they'll say, I want women in combat units, no matter what the Marines say. And as far as the Citadel goes, let them have hijabs if they want. There's one woman will change the rules after 175 years. So tell me who's crazy. A man who is a maniac in his desire to destroy all traditions of this country, or those of us who see it?
Well, hopefully he's gone soon.
Hopefully? What month is this? April, correct?
Yes.
So let's do the math together. Let's wipe away April. You got your May, June, or July, or August, or September, October, November, December. You got 8 big months. In 8 months, a child could be born. In 8 months, you could give birth to a child. This man has not yet given birth to the Frankensteins that he has impregnated into every aspect of this government and our society. The best is yet to come. Back in a minute on the crazy Friday, Zany Friday in the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COI. Welcome back to Zany Friday. We are discussing savage privilege today on the Savage Nation. If you listen to the show, you gain intelligence over your opposition and you gain savage privilege, which is not yet illegal. The vermin on the left have not yet figured out that intelligence will conquer them. That's because they lack intelligence. All they have is anger and rage and stupidity. In other words, they're street snakes. And of course, I have the antitoxin to their toxin. Now, today I call today Zany Friday. So I'm asking you to call me if you think you're crazy. Some of you get the joke. Some of you think you're crazy. This and that. But many of you are agitated because you see what Obama's doing to this country. You see that Hillary's a liar. You see that CNN is nothing but a front for the Democrat Party last night. They didn't ask her one question about Islam, not one question about terrorism, not one question from either of the stooges about how they'd conquer ISIS, which is a growing cancer. And so you see that CNN is a useless outlet, part of the government media complex, owned and operated by the White House, who gave her a pass. As an example of why you think you're crazy, listen to clip number 3 on the Savage Nation.
Islam is not our adversary. Muslims are peaceful and tolerant people and have nothing whatsoever to do with terrorism. The obsession in some quarters with a clash of civilization, or repeating the specific words radical Islamic terrorism, isn't just a distraction. It gives these criminals, these murderers, more standing than they deserve.
So in other words, if Hillary had been president in 1939, Hitler would have won World War II, because she wouldn't have said one word negative about the Nazis. She wouldn't have let you say that the Nazi Party is the Nazi Party, because it would have been an insult to Nazis to say that. And if you said, but wait a minute, they're imprisoning people, they're torturing people, they're killing people. So, no, they're not doing it. It's people who say they're German who are doing it. It's not German people who are doing it. It's people who have hijacked Germany who are doing it. And therefore, we must not say one negative word about Germans. And then you send troops to fight these subhumans. And if the troops actually say that they're vermin, and they want to kill them, the troops are drummed out of the Corps after being put on medication. And so you know why you feel crazy. Because everything that the woman just said is a lie. It's called the big lie. This is what liberals say to each other. They won't use the word radical Islam. Listen, for example, to a clip from the past of these two fools in clip number 5 on the Savage Nation.
I don't think we're at war with Islam. I don't think we're at war with all Muslims. I think we're at war with jihadists who have...
Just to interrupt, he didn't say all Muslims. He just said radical Islam. Is that a phrase you don't...
I think that you can talk about Islamists who clearly are also jihadists, but I think it's not particularly helpful to make the case that Senator Sanders was just making, that I agree with, that we've got to reach out to Muslim countries, we've got to have them be part of our coalition. If they hear people running for president who basically shortcut it to say we are somehow against Islam.
See how she'll bend over backwards to not say what's obvious? I told you that she's going to kill us all if this goes on. It's inevitable that a dirty bomb will go off in this country if one of those two stooges is elected. The only hope we have is an extreme right-wing president, in plain English. Someone who will slam the door on illegal immigration, especially from the Middle East. Slam the door immediately. Restore the surveillance techniques that the NYPD was using for years, of mosques in particular. Prohibit the hijab in America, as they are doing in liberal France, in order to stop the Islamization of America. Cut off the welfare to illegal aliens who are already here, and let them decide whether they want to stay here without support of the government. End the anchor babies loophole so they can't come here and become a citizen because they're pregnant, and bring in 9 people from the homeland. Otherwise, the country is finished, and you may as well pack your bags and get out of this nation. That's what most of us see. And if, whether you like it or not, that's what most of us who are intelligent know is happening. So when I do a show and I say, do you feel you're crazy? I'm saying something here that is related to the political world, very directly related to the political world. You've got people running for office who won't even say what's happening in the world, and yet they're being ushered in as the saviors of the universe because they're going to give you free stuff. Free stuff. So who's crazy? You or the country? Who's crazy? You or CNN? Who is crazy? You or the media? You see the answer to the question, Bobby, on WABC in New York. Go ahead, please. Make your point.
Well, you finally played the crazy people. My level of crazy can't compete with Mrs. Clinton. Anyway, I wrote a book, and I mentioned you in this book, and I wonder if that's crazy. It says, I once read in a book by a guy named Savage that a nation is defined by its borders, its language, and its culture. But that concept is as antiquated as is the notion that a conquered people can't be known as occupiers. And then it goes on to say that Mr. Savage's every written word has been subsequently banned and burned by the pornography police. That's the name of the book, Pornography. Robert Lord, L-O-U-R-D-E-S.
That's okay. You're allowed to take a plug. I'm not the Esquire magazine of my 18th year who said I'm not in business to give you a break. I just gave you a break. Good for you. Borders, language, culture. Tell me what's crazy about that. How come that won't come out of the Harridan's mouth or the Seltzer man's mouth? Ask the Seltzer man or the Harridan about borders, language, and culture the next time you get a chance.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
When we look at climate change now, we have got to realize that this is a global environmental crisis of unprecedented urgency. And it is not good enough.
So here's a man who's so deranged that instead of talking about how to defeat ISIS, he talks about the fraud, the green fraud, that has made people billions of dollars. Gangsters related to congresswomen, related to senators, making billions of dollars. I'm surprised that Sanders hasn't called for a Seltzer carbon tax. I believe that all those who have consumed Seltzer and other carbonated beverages over the years who have contaminated the atmosphere with the carbon released, there should be a reparations tax on them, on all those who drank Seltzer and carbonated beverages, who should pay their fair share. That is what must be done to defeat ISIS, is a Seltzer carbon reparations tax. That is my plan for defeating ISIS. In fact, if you would analyze why these wonderful fine men in the Middle East are acting out, it's because of the drifting carbon. The carbon in the atmosphere is drifting to the Middle East and decimating them, frankly. That is why they're unemployed. They're unemployed because of the carbon released from Americans. It's unfortunately, I don't like putting down my fellow Americans, but the fact is, the carbon drifting from America, mainly from Brooklyn, I know it from my youth. There was Seltzer everywhere. Seltzer trucks, green bottles, blue bottles, red bottles. Unfortunately, they consumed like animals. They consumed Seltzer on an unlimited basis. As a result, there were huge clouds of carbon that were drifting because of the climatic shift of the Earth's atmosphere and the way the atmospheric currents were running. They went right into that Middle Eastern area. Before Seltzer became prominent in New York, there was no terrorism when you look back. It was only after Seltzer came along that the Arabs started acting up. Now, this is not an ethnic thing. This is not a Jewish versus Arab thing, but there is an element here, which is why I say I'm not a practicing Jew. I did practice drinking Seltzer, but I was not a practicing Jew. I did not practice my religion, but I practiced the Seltzer part of the religion. Even though it was not part of the religion, it was associated with the religion, and I am guilty, I must say. You listen to me right now. The guilt is something that I live with. I've lived with every day since I had seltzer as a youth. And that's why I say that a seltzer carbon reparations tax is a must. That will stop ISIS in its tracks. I stand by those words, Mrs. Clinton. Okay. That wasn't bad. I enjoyed it anyway. Got it out of my system. A lunatic. In my day, the man wouldn't have made it as a stand-up comedian in the Catskill Mountains in a low-grade hotel. Now he's the president of the United States already. It just shows you what a bad education does to a person. The day, remember that girl reporter from Breitbart who said that she was assaulted? Thank God they didn't file a complaint against a Trump's campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski. The minute I saw it, I knew what was going on. I know the type of girl she was. It was that type of girl that made me leave New York. I fled New York because of women like her. Half the men in San Francisco fled because of sisters like her and mothers like her. That's why I started hanging around with men, because of women like her. They didn't want one of them in their house. So what came out now that has been released, he's been released, someone says, I thought she was drunk. A witness to the Trump campaign aide's alleged battery told police about Michelle Fields' report that he thought she was staging a fraudulent slip and fall. You look at her history. She's some piece of work. Like a Madoff. Palm Beach County won't prosecute because video evidence shows Fields invaded Secret Service bubble around Trump and touched him first. Lewandowski reacted and did what needed to do, and bruises on Fields' arms pictured days later were not visible that night. In other words, she gave herself a beating on the arm. She either grabbed her own arm or had the boyfriend grab it. How come there were no bruises that night? Oh, they take a while to show. I get it, right. Fields is contemplating filing a civil case against the campaign aide. I told you yesterday, if I were Lewandowski in the Trump campaign, I'd file charges I'd have her arrested. There's three different charges that could be brought against this creature. One witness told police he thought that she staged the fraudulent slip and fall and was, quote, animated and acting. And he said, at first I thought she was drunk. Now, these recollections you didn't hear from CNN. But his recollections of him thinking she was drunk were more than 3 weeks old until police finally interviewed him. Are you listening to this? That's an example of the Jupiter police, the kind of work that they did. Are you listening to what I just said to you? The Jupiter police did something they never should have done. They're the real reason for this problem. It was the Jupiter Police Department that reacted wrongly here. Not Lewandowski. They should be ashamed of themselves for taking this hair. Are you looking at the pictures? It shows them making contact with the candidate. And the candidate recoiling. And the Secret Service agent walking like Dick Tracy dummy, doing nothing. Marching like a robot. So Lewandowski, former state trooper, jumps in to separate this dangerous individual from the candidate. Could have been a hit woman from Colombia. How do you know she wasn't? She could have been a Colombia hit woman with a gun, a knife, the darling. A real darling. She got what she wanted, her 15 minutes of fame. But I say to you that because we've seen the fraud of this case, he should bring charges against her, in my estimation. What an outrage. I'm glad Breitbart fired. At least they did something right. Well, you know, it's an interesting story. Here's the state attorney says no charges against the Trump campaign manager. So when the charges were first filed, the liberals loved him because he's a Democrat, Annenberg. Then when no charges, then they hated him. They grilled him worse than they would grill a member of ISIS who raped 35 8-year-olds. They put him through like the state attorney. How dare you? Are you sure you didn't know Ted Cruz? You shared a bathroom in a fraternity house. Did this not influence you? Did Donald Trump influence you? Did you go to Mar-a-Lago? Did he offer you a free salad? Did you get a roast beef sandwich, or was it a meatloaf? What did you get? What actually did he give you? Did you get anything under the table? Did Donald Trump pray? I never heard them get so worked up. And then you wonder why you feel you're crazy. If you watch the news and you watch the behavior of these people in the news, you can, no wonder you think you're crazy. That's why I'm not doing politics today much. I'm doing it like in an oblique manner. It's like an oblique way of doing politics. Oblique doesn't play in AM radio. They need straight. What's this now on Fox News? Look at their headline. Not about ISIS, about the rapes, the murders. No, here's the headline. Illinois judge tosses 2012 conviction, life sentence, and 57 cold case murder. That's the best Murdoch can put out? $20 million spent honoring federal officials, just like communist Russia. Ugly Israel remarks. Jewish outreach aide under fire for Antonin Netanyahu rant. What is that about? Sanders in Rome arrives to attend Vatican. Oh, I want sound. He's talking in Rome? The seltzer man cometh. Sanders arrives in Rome to attend Vatican conference. Pope Francis, I do enjoy the meal, but I don't touch alcohol. I never touch the stuff. Cherry herring when I was a youth. Occasional drink, but now I prefer seltzer. Do you Italians still drink seltzer over here? Because I would like a little seltzer. Something carbonated. Carbonated wine. I admit that it pollutes the atmosphere, but the fact of the matter is, I am addicted to carbon, and that is why I obsess about it. Sanders arrived in Rome hours after wrapping up a debate in New York. Oh, he gets around for an old guy. How does he do this? What's he on? Sharon Stone said she wondered if he took too much acid. Even she said so. It couldn't be acid that he's on. This guy's on something. He gives a speech in New York and he flies to the Vatican. He's already up and ready to go. What animates him? What animates this guy, I wonder, at his age? He sat next to the other main guest of honor. Are you ready for this? Listen to me. Bolivian President Evo Morales, a renowned communist, socialist. This is who this worm is associating with. What does this tell you about the Pope? The Pope is an agitator. The Pope is a communist fanatic. The Pope is a lifetime communist liar. I wrote about him called Lenin's Pope in Government Zero. If you don't believe me, read the book and then get back to me before you open your pie hole. I show you the evidence. He sat next to the other guest of honor at the Vatican, Bolivian communist president Evo Morales, known for his anti-American socialist rhetoric. As he walked through Vatican City's Perugino Gate, blah, 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 Pope Francis apologized that he couldn't personally greet participants at the Vatican conference. Sanders was accompanied on the trip by his wife, Jane, and 10 family members, including 4 grandchildren. There's more Jews in his family going to the Vatican than ever went to a synagogue. That's very interesting. Write that one down in Brooklyn. More Jews in Sanders' family. They flew to the Vatican. They couldn't wait to go. More of them went to the Vatican than ever went to a synagogue in their life. Despite blah, blah, blah. So he's going to give a speech. Do we have it yet? As a result, the invitation to Sanders to address the Vatican conference raised eyebrows and allegations that the senator lobbied for the invitation. No kidding. He lobbied for the invitation. I'm shocked to learn that the Bernie Madoff of the presidential race would lobby for the invitation. He thinks he's going to bamboozle Catholics now by going to the Vatican. Other attendees include Morales of Bolivia, the communist, President Rafael Correa of Ecuador, communist, along with Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maradiga of Honduras, communist, and Columbia University Professor Jeffrey Sachs, communist, and advisor to the UN on environmental and sustainability issues, a gangster communist. Sachs has advised Sanders on foreign policy issues, a communist liar. In my opinion, comma, period. Morales met for about a half an hour Friday morning with Francis before heading into the conference. Morales raised eyebrows with an unusual gift for the pontiff. 3 books about the health benefits of the coca leaf. The raw ingredients for cocaine. Cocaine, cocaine, coca. Hey, Francis, you want some coca? We got some coca in the airplane. We came. No, I can't touch that stuff, man. I just do the ceremonial wine. Oh, it's good stuff, man. Got my country running for years. Those Peruvians, are you kidding? The Reverend Matt Malone, editor of the Jesuit magazine America, said Sanders' trip was unlikely to have much of an impact on Catholic vote. Really. He says, I don't think that Bernie Sanders going to the Vatican is going to help Bernie with Catholics any more than Ted Cruz going to a matzah factory is going to help him with the Jewish vote, said Malone. That's so stupid. That's the most idiotic statement I've ever read in my life. How do you compare the Vatican to a matzah factory, schmuck? Malone served as a speechwriter to former Rep. Marty Meehan, a Massachusetts Democrat. Imagine the kind of speeches he wrote for that idiot. Popes rarely attend such events and do so only if the topic is of special interest and there's room in their schedule. Of course it'd be of interest to him. Surrounded by communists from South America, his buds from the old days when they were taking over South America, Sanders arrives in Rome. Now he's got a live one from America. The seltzer man cometh. So you wonder why you think you're crazy? All right, now we get back to the regular program. We don't have sound yet from Rome. I want to say before I leave Rome that I was very, very pleased to meet the pontiff, my family and I, although we don't go to synagogue because we're not practicing Jews. We very much enjoyed being here in the Vatican. We very much enjoyed a very, very significant meal. And we very much enjoyed the hospitality of the Pope and the wonderful people we met from South America who believe in overthrowing capitalism, socialism, and imperialism. Viva Fidel! Do I have to take a break right now because I'm having too good a time? All right, we'll take a break back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO.
We have got to ingrain moral principles into our economy, and there is no area where that is clearer than in the area of climate change. We have got to confront is the greed of people who are so much more concerned about their own billions.
Shut up, you demagogue, bum you. Crawl back in the sewer where you grew up in Brooklyn, you liar, you. Only in the world of today, when socialists have taken over the Vatican, taken over New York, taken over the Democrat Party, could a street bum like this get so far? And you combine that with the idiotic, drugged-up youth who actually never heard this before. Climate change. In an age of ISIS rampaging across the globe, this schmuck focuses us on climate change, the boogeyman. All the millennials lay awake at night. In the middle of the night, they wake up, and they're shuddering over the climate change monster that's about to crawl up from the bottom of the bed. A Richard Scarry book would be necessary to draw the climate change monster that scares every millennial every night. They go to sleep fearing, as they close their eyes, the monster of climate change will get them. And along comes the anti-boogeyman, Bernie Sanders, to drive away the climate change monster to all the little children who grew up on the fairy tale of climate change. That speech is in Rome, could you believe, is a time of radical Islamic ascension. In a time of murder, bombs going off, industrial-level rape of little girls in the Middle East, this bum is telling the world to worry about a fantasy called climate change to make certain that all of the green gangsters profit even more. You know, there was a Bernie Madoff, as I said to you, who sold fraudulent stocks. Bernie Sanders sells fraudulent ideas. He's a Ponzi schemer, just like Bernie Madoff. His Ponzi scheme is built upon one lie that sells another lie that sells another lie. And that's why we're talking about this today on Zany Friday. And I've invited you to call if you think you're crazy. You can see it's branching over back into politics, even though that was not the intent at the outset. That's where we wound up. So if you think you're crazy, 855-400-7282, KVOR Radio. Jeff, we have just 1 minute left. Fire away.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I'm going insane, and I'd like to tell you why.
Hey, we have 1 minute. You have to speed it up, man. Put it on 33. Get it off 33 and put it on 78.
All right. There was a deli that opened down the street, and when I went there to get the tongue, I found out that they had double-brined my tongue.
All right. Thanks for the call. You're trying to be funny. I get it. It didn't work. That's okay. Now it's a comedy club already with acts that aren't working. Double-brined the tongue. Maybe Bernie Sanders' tongue was double-brined. Maybe that's what he's trying to say to me. That's possible. KSFO, Diane, go ahead. What's your crazy tale? Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I thought I was losing my mind, but when I listen to you, I love your sense of humor. You make me laugh, and you help me center myself, and I start picking up the pieces that are all around of my mind and put them back together. And I'm sitting here.
What is it about living in California that makes you the sickest, angriest, and craziest? Is she there, or we got another technical failure? That's zero. What makes you the craziest in California? What is it?
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay. It could be the gosh that's doing it. Well, I'll work on getting rid of the gosh in California. I'm going to get the gosh police out there to clean up the gosh that's in the streets. All right. Next hour, we're going to continue this, do the news, views, reviews. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm not sure. I've taken all of my show prep and basically put it aside because it's a crazy day when Bernie Sanders, the fraud artist, is in the Vatican with his entire family. It shows you who the Pope really is.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
One question asked in the CNN government debate last night about national security from either of the stooges. You are living in the new USS of A, the new Soviet Union. I got a letter from a Facebook writer from the USSR who says Savage is like the Russian singer that she knew, and how life here is going by directly by the same direction as the ex-Soviet Union. And we wake up, and we see that Obama's forcing one of the nation's most distinguished military academies, the Citadel, to change their uniform rules for the first time in 176 years to allow an agitator who was Muslim to wear a hijab. Not allowed to wear a cross, not allowed to wear a yarmulke, but she wants to wear a hijab. Instead of telling her, go where you can wear a hijab, they want to change the rules of a 175-year-old military institution in America. So how could this be happening? How does he get away with it? How does this madman, this mad lunatic guy in the White House, this man, how does he get away with it day in and day out? Well, when you own CNN and the other outlets who will not talk about these things, instead talking about nonsense and rubbish like climate change, equal pay, $15 an hour, these are the biggest problems on earth. While bombs are going off, people are being recruited across America, the nation is being flooded with millions of people don't belong here, in plain English, don't belong here. Yes, don't belong here. People are going crazy. President gets up the other day and gives a joke about being president, what he loves about it. One of them is Air Force One, and he doesn't have to take his shoes off to get on the airplane. That's appropriate for the president of the United States? So I say people are agitated. And that's why I not so facetiously said, this is Zany Friday, and I want you to call me if you think you're crazy. And I will diagnose you on the air. Well, we did this, and I think it's pretty good because we're getting into, you know, some politics as well. It's not just crazy. I mean, we're getting people self-promoting books and records and stuff. That's okay. It's good radio. I know if I would, here's how I judge a show. You ready how I judge a show? In my own feedback mechanism. I have several channels running in my mind at once. One is the show, what I'm thinking about. Next is, what's the audience thinking about? The third thing is, if I were in a car driving around, would I listen to this? That's the three channels I run at any one time. You need a three-channel brain minimum to do good radio. And if I were in a car, I'd listen to this. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it. KSFO, Lance, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael, I'm obviously crazy because I've heard several million of your words over the years, and included in those words is the Don Squangeli routine, which I really love. But you've totally outdone yourself with your Bernie Sanders at the Vatican shtick. It's so educational through ridicule and derision. It's just great.
Okay, then we got to save that one. Tell Doug to save the Bernie at the Vatican one. You liked it better than John Squangeli?
Well, Don Squangeli has its own particular genre and should always be kept in the repertoire, but wow, Bernie at the Vatican, incredible.
Okay, so joking aside, do you remember any of the Bernie at the Vatican shtick? Because I made it up as I was going along. I don't remember it at all.
You don't remember? You're talking about always.
No, I did the shtick, but I don't remember. I think I was doing something about him goofing on him talking about climate change and seltzer, right?
It was all green and carbon, and we're not practicing, but we're here. Oh, oi. It just went on and on.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let's get that piece for after 30 minutes after the hour. I want to hear it again. It wasn't that long. I want to hear if it was any good, Lance. Wait. So you're an aficionado of the Savage Nation. Did you hear the show from the beginning where I came on playing Russian music?
Yes, I did.
How would you rank the show today on 1 to 10?
It's an excellent show, but it has a small audience. Now, if you can figure out how to expand the audience, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I agree with you. The average person wants to hear only the same stuff that they can hear all day long. Delegates, schmelegates, 1,100, 1,200, 900, 300, Trump, crew. That's all they want to hear. I can't do it, though. I'm not the right guy to do that stuff. God bless those who do it. I'm not doing it.
There's an upper limit to it.
There's a limit to it. I mean, it's Friday. I had enough. I have spring fever, Lance. I've had enough of this election, frankly, to last a lifetime of elections.
Are you dressed casually for Casual Friday, Michael?
Okay, yeah. Casual listening for Casual Friday. Very good. So, Lance, have you read Government Zero yet?
No, I have not.
Okay, stay on the line, and the crack call screener, Clint, will take your name and send it on to whoever sends the books out. You'll get a free copy of Government Zero.
Bless you. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, WMAL, Jonathan, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, I am absolutely insane. I was brought to tears by the Edith Piaf Vion Rose, and it brought me back to 2 years ago when my wife and I were in Paris, and my wife, who is fluent in French, asked the driver, are there parts of Paris you will never go into? And he said, all of the Islamic areas, I will never go there. He said, those people are profoundly evil. And he said, do you know they're going to destroy your country too?
And yes, it's a cancer that's taking over Europe. Everyone knows this, who dares see it for what it is. Everyone knows it except Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox News, and MSNBC. Everyone else in the world knows it.
Absolutely.
It's a cancer. It's a cancer that's spreading through liberalism, the mental disorder, which is the most self-destructive political philosophy that has ever been seen in the history of man. It literally tells man not to see what he sees, not to hear what he hears, and not to act in his own best interests. That's what liberalism is, Jonathan.
It's national suicide. It's international suicide.
It's world suicide. Ask yourself why there have been no Islamic terrorist attacks in Japan. I touched on this yesterday. Do you know how many mosques there are in all of Japan? Seven.
Seven people.
You know how many Muslim immigrants are permitted into Japan per year? Can you count them on one hand, Jonathan?
No. No, you can't.
All right. Well, there you go, my friend. Long after Europe goes, there'll be a China and there'll be a Japan, but there won't be a Europe because the Europeans have committed suicide. And it started with the sexual liberation movement. And here we are, decades later, now it's a physical suicide that we are witnessing. You break one thing down, the next thing you know, like a field of dominoes, the whole body politic goes. Julie on WABC, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm totally crazy. I live in Connecticut. I don't get along with anybody here. I just don't get along with anybody.
Is it you, or is it the fact that they're all different than you politically?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm starting to think it's me.
Okay, but what do you do to provoke them?
Well, I do my own thing, and I really don't care. And, you know, then I've got people looking at me like I'm crazy.
But are you, okay, but would you wear some weird outfit?
Oh, no. I mean, I just, you know, like I just cleared some land by some water, and they wondered whether I got permission for it.
Oh, I see what you mean. So you don't walk around, for example, with an American flag, which would make people in Connecticut call the police?
You bet. And then my kid, this is genetic, because my kid, who's in college, is going to a Trump rally tonight. I mean, can you imagine?
Wow, she's a real oddball. She's a real oddball, can you imagine?
Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah.
Oh, don't tell your neighbors at the Grange about your love for America. That's the last thing you want them to know. All of the gentlewomen farmers of Connecticut will certainly ostracize you and peck you to death like chickens in a coop.
You got that.
All right, Julie, you want a copy of Teddy and Me or Government Zero?
Oh, Teddy and Me. My mother-in-law took my Government Zero book.
Okay, then you get Teddy and Me. Stay on the line, Clint. Please get the young lady's name. It'll be out. You can order it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's coming up pretty soon. We're on April 15th already, right? Yeah, 15th, tax day. The top 1% in California pay 45% of all the state income taxes. You hear this? That's not enough for the psychos, though. They won't be happy till the whole 1% leaves the state. Then where are they going to get their taxes from? See, this is the thing that the kids don't understand. You tax the rich, you tax the rich, to tax the rich. They pay 45% of all state income taxes, the top 1%, and it's not enough for the socialists running the state. So now Gavin Newsom, who would be governor, you hear his plan? This is his plan. In an age of insanity, his plan is to tax more. You hear? This is all they can think of. Tax and divide people by race and class. Astounding, isn't it? That we live in this insane world and the craziest people rise to the top of the political structure. That's a fact of reality. The crazier they are, the higher they rise in the political structure. Because if they weren't this crazy, they'd go into business. If you're ambitious and you're not crazy, you become a performer or a business person. The last thing you would do is go into politics. It doesn't pay very much. So whatever money you scam has to come to you illegally. Why would you do that if you had any intelligence? Why would anyone go into politics unless they were rich already? Which is why we trust Trump, by the way, just to make it very political. He's repeating how much he's worth. Let's say he's worth half that. Everyone lies. So let's say he's only worth $4 or $5 billion. Great. So you know he's not going to scam the presidency for his donors. He has no donors. See, this is what we feel about it. That's what most of us feel about it. 855-400-7282. When I come back, I'll take your calls on why you're crazy on Zany Friday right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO. I wrote Government Zero. I included a long chapter called Lenin's Pope, and I focused on the Pope's lack of understanding of the basics or the rudiments even of science, and how he was using this climate change garbage to propose changes to our economic life that were really about socialism and income redistribution. And I cite chapter and verse. And now he found the perfect candidate, this brazen Brooklyn Seltzer man, invites him to the Vatican. And all they're doing is pushing the big lie about global warming, climate change. They kept changing it. First it was global warming, then it was climate change, as though climate had never changed before in the history of man. Never changed. All of a sudden they woke up and it was climate was changing. You hear this? When you were a kid, climate wasn't changing. It never changed. Now it started changing. So they're selling this because they have millionaires and billionaires related to congresswomen, senators in California in particular, whose families are in the green business, and they're pushing idiots and idiocy like this, that you can't believe this goes on. So now he's in the Vatican. He's actually there. We have a soundbite live from today from the Vatican of here is the Seltzer man in the Vatican. Let's hear him right now.
I have been enormously impressed by Pope Francis speaking out and his visionary views about creating a moral economy, an economy that works
moral
for
economy.
All
Karl
people,
Marx.
Not just right. The people
right.
On top.
Right. Okay, you get the picture. Moral economy, a new phrase. Yeah, workers of the world unite. Here we go, a new phrase, moral economy. Who has the most moral economy in the world? Well, let's see, China must have a moral economy. No, North Korea has a very moral economy. Fatso is weighing 300 pounds while they're eating potato rubbish. But Fatso weighs 350 pounds. That's a moral economy. That's how communism ends up. With the pigs on top stuffing their gullets and everyone else eating garbage. That's what Sanders' vision leads to. The commissar, Sanders. Commissar Sanders with the red hat, with the red star in his hat, driving around in a bulletproof car. That's all he sees at the end of the line. He's right out of communism. He's right out of the ex-Soviet Union. They know who he is. Russians know who he is. Chinese know who he is. People who came from communist countries know what this kind of personality is and where they will take us. But the drugged up, naive, uneducated youth of America don't know anything about history. They were born yesterday. Their brains were erased at birth through drugs and through very, very limited education and brainwashing. And they think that what he's saying is something novel. So the guy pushes his way into the Vatican, in other words, and there he is all of a sudden lecturing us. By the way, is there not a separation of church and state in this country? When did we ever have a pope meddling in our politics before? Tell me when. I want to know when. Tell me when we had a pope meddling in American domestic politics prior to this. Well, they never had a socialist candidate. I mean, Eugene V. Debs didn't get an invitation to the Vatican, but he wasn't as pushy as Bernie. Bernie comes from a pushy background. A pushy Brooklynite got his way into the Vatican with the whole family, got the extra meatball in. First, he inveigled his way, saying, I'd like to go there and congratulate the Pope on climate change. I'll congratulate him. The next thing you know, they probably said, yes, he's listening, says, I'm coming. You mind if I bring my wife? All right, bring your wife. Hey, one other thing. Can I call you tomorrow about bringing my daughter? All right, bring your daughter. Look, the airfare is such that if I bring the daughter, I have to bring the son-in-law. And it's not going to cost much more to bring the grandchildren. All right, bring them all. So now you got the 10 family members there already. The pushy Brooklynite, Bernie Sanders. 10 family members, he goes. The extra meatball. Always has to get the extra meatball. Whatever you give him, he wants something more. You give him the meatball, he wants the gravy. You give him the meatball, the gravy, he asks for the sandwich for nothing. He tells you there was a hair in it or a tack. He's the Bernie Madoff of this political season. He is the comic relief, thank God. Thank God we have somebody to laugh at. She is no laughing matter. She's a nightmare. Her answer to everything is taxation and race warfare. That'll save the world. She denies that there's any Islamic terrorism on the planet. It's caused by people from Mars who have hijacked Islam. Martians came down and they read the Quran and they became Islamists, according to her. They're from Mars. They're not from Islam at all. Nothing to do with it. They hijacked the great religion. Nothing to do with Islam. It's Martians who are doing it. So you wonder why people are crazy. You have to maintain a sarcasm or you're dead. You can't maintain this kind of level of sarcasm. You're dead, man. You're gone. You're the walking dead. That's why you feel nuts on Zany Friday. All right, so look, after the break, I do have something I think, I hope it's good. The caller said that the thing I did on Sanders at the Vatican was a good shtick. We'll pull it. If I don't like it, we'll cut it, but I'm going to play it for you. It's 2 minutes long. We'll do an analysis together whether it passes the replay test. Right here, I wrote the whole thing in my head as I was going along. Not one word was written. I don't even know what's in it. I really don't remember. I get into a zone, and I don't know where I'm going. Okay, be here. All right, so unheard of, we have the Bernie Madoff of the American political system brazenly pushing himself on the Vatican, going to Italy last night, arriving with a family of 10. And as I say, he was of Jewish descent. He says he's not a practicing Jew. There are more Jews in the Sanders family right now in the Vatican than have ever gone to a synagogue, as far as I can tell. And he's thrilled to death to be there. And instead of talking about, firstly, he shouldn't be there to begin with. Separation of church and state. No separation anymore with the socialist pope and the socialist candidate. And to prove my point, of course, it wouldn't matter to those of you who want socialism. He was sitting next to one of the most virulent anti-Americans from South America, Evo Morales, and others who have spent their entire life screaming, Yankee, go home, and down with imperialism, down with capitalism. So now you know who the Pope is. This is what he's calling together. This is his group of his pocket list of socialists in the Western Hemisphere. He's got them right there in his hand. And most of you don't know what's going on. So in order to deal with this insanity, how he gets away with it, I put together earlier, I went into a, you know, on the cuff, as it were, little riff of Sanders in the Vatican. I don't know if it's any good. I'm going to listen to it now, cold and sober. If I don't like it, I'll turn it off. Jim, let's see what it sounds like. I believe that all those who have consumed seltzer and other carbonated beverages over the years, who have contaminated the atmosphere with the carbon released, there should be a reparations tax on them, on all those who drank seltzer and carbonated beverages, who should pay their fair share. That is what must be done to defeat ISIS, is a seltzer carbon reparations tax. That is my plan for defeating ISIS. In fact, if you would analyze why these wonderful fine men in the Middle East are acting out, it's because of the drifting carbon. The carbon in the atmosphere is drifting to the Middle East and decimating them, frankly. That is why they're unemployed. They're unemployed because of the carbon released from Americans. It's unfortunately, I don't like putting down my fellow Americans, but the fact is, the carbon drifting from America, mainly from Brooklyn, I know it from my youth. There was seltzer everywhere. Seltzer trucks, green bottles, blue bottles, red bottles. Unfortunately, they consumed like animals. They consumed seltzer on an unlimited basis. As a result, there were huge clouds of carbon that were drifting because of the climatic shift of the Earth's atmosphere and the way the atmospheric currents were running. They went right into that Middle Eastern area. Before Seltzer became prominent in New York, there was no terrorism when you look back. It was only after Seltzer came along that the Arabs started acting up. Now, this is not an ethnic thing. This is not a Jewish versus Arab thing, but there is an element here, which is why I say I'm not a practicing Jew. I did practice drinking seltzer, but I was not a practicing Jew. I did not practice my religion, but I practiced the seltzer part of the religion. Even though it was not part of the religion, it was associated with the religion, and I am guilty, I must say. You listen to me right now. The guilt is something that I live with. I've lived with every day since I had seltzer as a youth. And that's why I say that a seltzer carbon reparations tax is a must. That will stop ISIS in its tracks. Pretty good. I have to say, I was created on the cuff, and I liked it. I would have cut it, otherwise. I'm in a bad mood by now. I got a migraine already. 2.5 hours into the show with technical difficulties and robots, and the news is so horrible. Taxes. Oh. Chickens, roosters, bureaucrats. Long weekend coming up with nothing to do. I have to find a weekend thing to do in radio. I think I want to do more radio, not less. Would you believe? I want to do seven. No, I don't want to do seven. You know what I do on the weekends? Nothing. I find doing nothing is very good. Lin Yutang, one of my favorite authors, wrote, well, those are the days when he said an apartment that has an empty room in it. The empty room is the most important one because that creates the space for the rest of the house. Today you can't have a thing like that. People have no room for anything. They're living in cardboard boxes inside rooms with inside apartments of apartments. That's how bad it's become, the housing crisis. And that's, of course, because of income inequality, as you well know. If only Donald Trump would open up his buildings to all of the homeless vermin in the streets, there'd be income equality. The fact of the matter is, that's something that I would do if I were the president. I'd make Donald Trump release all of his condominiums to the homeless people. And as a matter of fact, then you would have homes for them. Does not matter whether they can pay or not. The important thing is that they have a roof over their heads that are not being occupied. And any other condominium that is empty by an investor, just mere speculators, we fill it. Empty houses, empty apartments, we fill them with the homeless. And if we don't have enough homeless, we import more illegal aliens to make certain that every millionaire, billionaire's condominium is filled, and we make the billionaire, millionaire pay the bills. They continue to pay the payments on those bills because they speculated. And by speculating, they drove up the price of the apartment or the house. And therefore, that's the only fairness, that's the only way to make fairness in housing. And the Pope and I discussed this in great detail, and we are going to make certain that every liberal in America, as well as the conservatives, the atheists, the independents, anyone who has an empty house, empty room, could be an empty nester with two extra bedrooms, you will take in the homeless. And by taking in the homeless, we will have housing for them. And that is not too big a burden to pay. Our friends in the Soviet Union did this right after the Bolshevik Revolution. It wasn't so bad. The owner lived in the basement, and the street vermin lived in their bedroom. What was wrong with that? It was income fairness. The same in our friends in China. After our good buddy, our cousin Mao, got through in China, they took the surgeon out of the surgical ward, and they put him in a toilet. They made him clean the dirty laundry. And they took girls from the streets, the peasants, and they said, you, sister, are now a surgeon. Was that so bad for the Chinese? That you take a peasant lives matter type of person out of the wilderness and make her into a surgeon even though she couldn't be a surgeon? What was so wrong with that? So what if she killed all the patients? At least she felt good about being a surgeon. The important thing was not whether she could cure, it's whether she felt good being a surgeon. That's the important thing, is not whether she could use a scalpel, it's whether or not she felt good when she went home, and she felt very good. No one cared about the patients in Mao's China. That's fairness. That's equality. That's taking the peasants and giving them dignity. You don't need good doctors, you need people who feel good about being doctors. That's the kind of world I want to live in, where people feel good. Because when I was young, there was an adage, if it feels good, do it. And believe me, I did it plenty in the woods. Plenty. I didn't make a penny, but I had a lot of good time there in Vermont. I did it in the road, and that's where I got so far in Burlington, because I did it in the road. That's why I ran for office. I can't help, I may have to do this all weekend to myself. I hope the dog doesn't think I'm crazy. I'll start doing pantomimes over the weekend. No, this is how I get through it. I've always used sarcasm and comedy in my life in order to survive, and things are so crazy right now. When I see a debate last night, for the few minutes I saw it on the way to the garbage dump in the apartment building, the incinerator, you have to walk down a hall, and some neighbors had their doors open, and one of them was watching a Democrat debate, as I said earlier. I wouldn't turn that garbage on And there was Hillary and him. Not one question from the government stooges at CNN about national security or ISIS. About everything else. Nothing about... It's like they're living in another world, another universe. There is no ISIS. There's no terrorism. Instead, it's about this, and it's about that. It's about minimum wage. Garbage. Garbage. And then I turn on... If I turn on Neil Cavuto, the mortadella with a suit, on Fox, I turn him on for a second. He's running some sub-moron illiterate idiot. That's an important interview. You hear some sub-moron illiterate idiot about this and about that and about racial relations in America. This is what passes for news now, while the world is burning. And then you wonder why? You say, how could Obama get away with it? How could he get away with the things he's doing? What is he getting away with so bad? The Citadel considers first ever uniform exception, allowing a Muslim hijab. In its 175-year history, the school was never granted a religious or other accommodation that resulted in a change of the uniform. But because this Muslim radical wants to wear a hijab for her so-called Muslim faith, she wants the entire school to change its traditional uniform requirements. How do you feel about that? Why would you give 10 cents to the Citadel after this? You think this is good? You think that the Citadel should not have a uniform standard? And if she doesn't like it, shouldn't she go to a school where they accept hijabs? My friends? Well, what do you feel about liberal ideology like this? If she wants to wear a hijab, why doesn't she go to UC Berkeley to wear her hijab and walk around holier than thou, make everyone feel like they're dirty because she's so clean? If you're a conservative and you have conservative values or ideology, you go to the Citadel if you want to challenge yourself in a military setting. It's known that if you enlist in a military academy, you cannot wear anything that you want. You can't go for open pants Friday at the Citadel. You can't suddenly on Friday go like relaxed Friday where we wear dungarees. You still wear the uniform. The minute you sign up for the Citadel, you sign up, no matter how much you hate it, you're going to adhere to their rules. You're going to adhere to their uniform. You're going to adhere to their behavior, but not the Muslim. No. Change all the rules for the Muslim pushy, the pushy Muslim. She wants to join the Marine Corps, the military, or the Army. Welcome her with open arms. That's equality. It's not equality to let one agitator change the rules for everybody else. My friends, do you see what's going on under Obama? Do you see why he's responsible for this? He sets the tone. He sets the climate. You think it's bigotry to tell a Muslim student that they should conform to the standards of the Citadel? Or do you think it's bigotry on the part of the Muslim who is trying to convert the entire Citadel to her call to wear a hijab? My friends, I don't think you understand how bad this is. This school was founded in 1842. It has been praised for years for its academics as well as the leadership skills taught to its 2,300 or so undergraduates. Why in the world can you not see this? Can you wear a T-shirt around campus that says, I love Jesus at the Citadel? No. Why can't they wear a T-shirt on campus that says, I love Jesus? It's not because of religious intolerance. It's because it does not meet uniform requirements that 2,400 members of the student body adhere to every day. Are they offended that they can't wear a religious T-shirt? No, they're not. Because once they join this private college, they accepted the system that they became a part of, and they accepted its rules. So she has not been accepted in the sense that, well, she's accepted. She's an admitted student. She didn't tell them when she applied that she would wear a hijab, but now she's demanding that they let her wear a hijab in keeping with her so-called Muslim faith. This, my friends, is how they destroy institutions. This is how you bring down the military from within. This is Barack Obama behind it, as sure as I'm sitting here. Here's some other news. Kerry says U.S. Navy destroyer could have shot down Russian warplane. Good for you, John. Very brave after the fact. Here's Susan Rice. You remember Susan Rice Aroni? The great national security advisor for George Bushy? She said the Islamic State is not a clash of civilizations. During a speech to the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Rice Aroni insisted that although I'm going to read what she says. No, she says it's not a clash of civilizations. She criticized those who portrayed the fight as one against radical Islamic terrorism and the Muslim religion. Are you listening to this? Do you know why George Bush failed as a president? Because he selected vanilla advisors like Susan Rice, who is repeating the same lie as Hillary Clinton, that she says, no, it's not about radical Islam at all. Well, what are they? If they're called Islamic State, what would you say they are? I don't know. How do you define it? Is there something wrong with my thinking, Susan? ISIS is called Islamic State. It's not called BISIS. It's not the Buddhist state. It's not called ISIS, the Hindu state. It's not called JISIS, the Jewish state. It's not called KISIS, the Christian state. They call themselves ISIS. That's their acronym. But so-called national security advisor Susan Rice says the fight with them is not about a clash of civilizations. It's not about Muslims. It's not about radical Islam. No, it's nothing. As a matter of fact, it doesn't even exist. She's perfect. She must be trying out for a job with Hillary Clinton to give a speech like this, because it's exactly on the same page as the mantra coming out of the libs. So you wonder why you feel crazy every day, because I'm sure most of you see and hear these things, and it's eating you alive, because you feel you're crazy. But you're not crazy, they're crazy. They're crazy, and they're dangerous, which is why we hate them, which is why we want them out of office, which is why we want Donald Trump to win, which is we want them in prison. We actually would like to hear Donald Trump give a stump speech one day that says, not only when I'm elected will I build the wall and ban Muslims from entering America until we can figure out who they are and where they come from, but I am going to go back into this administration, every one of his appointees, and I am going to fire every last one of them who has destroyed an institution from within. Mark my words, I will go into the military and I will replace every officer from captain and above who has been put in by Barack Obama, and I will go and I will find those driven out of the military or those who retired, and I will beg them to come back by offering them an incentive bonus, which will come from all the people who are in the green energy business over the last 8 years. They will pay a special green energy tax of 100% of the money they got in grants or contracts in the federal government. I'm Donald Trump, and I approve of this message. Wouldn't that be great to hear? I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or Swiss America.
I hope that I left my heart on the stage, as they say, because I sure gave it my all. We live in crazy times, and I'm saying to you, don't give up hope. The world is stacked against those of us with reason, those of us with fairness in our hearts, those of us who can smell a rat when we see the rat in the walls. Smell a rat in the walls. We know there's a rat in the walls. And we know that there are rats in the walls of America. And we need an exterminator. And we're hoping that Trump wins and exterminates America's house. But we have a huge job ahead of us. When we see a retrograde communist like Bernie Sanders of the lowest level, this is basic Marxism 101, what he's espousing. Going back 100 years ago to a pope who was predating the Marxist revolution and citing him today in London. I mean, I read it in detail. Centesimus Annus. When you see this man going that far back in history, and talking about the wealthy again, ripping off the planet, and talking about the bottom half, and about so few who have so much, and so many who have so little, you understand the danger we are in when a man of this low caliber can get away with virtual murder, because communism murdered over 150 million people in the last century, and it's not through murdering yet. And just because you're an ignoramus who was raised on drugs does not make you smart. Good night. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.